From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Washington and cities around the world, as well as other U.S. cities, to rally for tougher gun laws in the U.S. following a recent mass deadly shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Florida, where 17 people died. That event sparked outrage and political activism among young people across the country. Yolanda Renee King is a civil rights champion, Martin Luther King's Jr.'s granddaughter.
My grandfather had a dream that his four little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that enough is enough.
March for Our Lives student organizers are demanding that children's lives are made a higher priority in the U.S. and that they are calling for an end to the epidemic of mass school shootings. A new poll is conducted by Associated Press indicating sentiment may be changing regarding gun ownership in America and use of automatic weapons. Poll found that 69% of Americans surveyed now think gun laws should be tightened. Overall, the survey indicated 54% of gun owners now are favoring stricter gun control laws. Russian and Syrian media reporting more than 105,000 people have left Syria's eastern Ghouta area, including some 7,000 members of one of the rebel groups occupying the area. The departure comes a day after one rebel group surrendered its territory in Ghouta. This is VOA News. Car bomb has